Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Well, that was gay and enchanting. And it's certainly a privilege and a pleasure to be back with you all this afternoon.
You fellas want me to take these wastebaskets
off
now?
Will you please, sir, save the wastebaskets until after the program? We don't have time to...
But if I take them out now, I get the weekend off. I have Friday and Saturday off.
Well, take them out now. We'll carry...
You're not going to put any more rubbish into them, are
you? No, we won't. No,
we may be putting today's script into them. You can't tell.
Oh, I think we'll probably be saving them.
Oh, okay, I'll just take them out.
Okay.
I won't make much noise.
Sure. All right, Bob, come over here.
Because we haven't rehearsed the sound man.
Will you move along, please?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Bob!
Yes.
Let's get going here quickly on our first commercial.
Yes, this is very important, friends. Believe it or not, Bob and Ray have another big offer for you.
Well, I don't know how we do it day after day, folks, but we do. And this one tops everything.
That's right. You've heard of the Bob and Ray clothes for all the family second floor air type sales room. Room enough for a flying fortress to land and take off?
Yes, acres and acres of gas pipe racks. No fancy gewgaws, no plush-covered coat hangers. Just gas pipe racks. Gas pipe racks. Gas pipe racks.
As far as the eye can see, gas pipe racks. Now, folks, this offer is made once in a lifetime. Customers who have visited the Bob and Ray clothes for all the family second floor airport type sales room will realize what this sale means.
Yes, folks, we've got to unload. We've got to. Now, listen to this. Every one of these gas pipe racks must go. Our arms are so tired from lifting coats and pants and overcoats off these gas pipe racks that after this, we're just going to pile them on the floor.
We're so sick and tired of looking at acres of gas pipe racks that you can have them at any price and for any purpose. Put a gas pipe rack in your front hall when those unexpected guests drop in.
Put one in your bedroom for a mother to hang her nighties on. Clean up the bottom of that closet. Be the first in your neighborhood to have gas pipe racks all over the house.
Or, to be very practical, take the parts from one or more gas pipe racks and some dark night, use the pieces to pipe gas into your own home from the main line with no monthly bill to pay.
Or, wrap a small piece of pipe in cloth and carry it with you in a handy paper bag for that opportune moment, which may mean money in your pocket.
Yes, folks, there are hundreds of uses for a gas pipe rack. Get yours now while they last. Just write to Pipe Dream, NBC, New York, and say, I want a gas pipe rack. It'll be sent at once, knocked down. You can assemble it in 5 easy minutes.
When the doorbell rings and you hear... you'll know your gas pipe rack has arrived.
Howdy, Bob and Ray.
Hello,
Paul
Jack.
Feldman and your trio.
Well, it's...
your producer, Mr. McGregor, and your sound man.
Well,
whose name
boy.
I don't remember offhand.
Yes, and welcome, Tex, to our fancy little program here this afternoon.
Welcome to your fancy program.
Will you move down wind just a bit?
I'll get over to this
other
microphone.
All right, thank you. To the other side of the microphone.
Well, what's new with you boys on this gay 27th of September, 1951?
What did you say?
I said, what's new with you boys on this gay September 27th, 1951?
Is that the date? Well, let's throw out that Labor Day bit.
Check on that. We were going to do Labor Day and then a salute to July 4th, but we can't do either of those.
I didn't know what. Well, isn't that funny that it came along?
Oh, this is
like
the
that.
Big fall season. It has arrived.
Tex.
Yes.
The boys are on the air. Now, don't bother them, please.
I know it. I was just trying to hep up the program a little bit.
Well, they need more than you to hep up anything, believe
well,
me.
Well, I don't know.
Being the old cowboy.
Oh, no. You're painting him. You're painting him a little bit derogatorily.
Oh, please. All right.
Well, wait a minute,
friends,
Bob. You can't talk to me that way.
Will everyone quiet down, please, because I have promised to play my harmonica this afternoon.
Oh, you're not going to do that today, Ray, are you?
Yes, I have. I've had just so many letters in the mail that I thought I would answer that request today. And I have selected one of my favorite tunes called I Get Ideas. And I have...
You're going to do this on the harmonica?
The harmonica, and I'm enrolling the assistance, of course, of Paul Tubman and the trio.
Well, if you're sure of this, why don't we go outside and listen to the way it sounds,
What's
huh?
that?
You're going to play this harmonica right in the middle of
That's
everything?
The very unusual part about it, Bob. I'm going to play this through the medium of ventriloquism.
You mean?
Yes, Fred. I'm going to leave the harmonica on the table, and I'm going to walk out in the hall and play it from out there. So come on, let's go.
I want to hear this. Let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Outside to see how the band sounded.
I didn't hear a harmonica at all. It mustn't have worked. Did you hear it?
No, he was going to do some kind of ventriloquism there.
Well, I feel so silly with Boob and Roy out in the hall and just you and I here, Tex. So let's,
What's this, this telephone? This telephone here has a light on it.
I know who that is.
Who is that?
It's that Steve Bosco, and I'll fix his wagon.
Oh, you mean they're a baseball expert?
Yes. You pick it up and talk to him.
Oh, all right. I've never met the fellow before, and I don't know what I
could hello.
Say to him because I should have been introduced before
hello.
They went out of the
hello,
suit.
Hello, this is Steve Bosco. Hello.
This here, wait a minute. I'm talking into the wrong end.
Turn it around.
Hello.
Hello there. Bob and Ray, it's Steve Bosco calling.
This isn't Bob and Ray, this is Tex.
What?
Hello.
Hello there.
I thought I was cut off.
Is this Bob and Ray?
No, this is the Bob and Ray program.
This is Steve Bosco calling.
Who?
Hand it over to me,
buffoon
Tex.
Find out who it is. I think it's the Internal Revenue Department.
Hello, is this Mr. Bosco?
Yeah, that's right. Is Bob and Ray there?
Is that who it is?
The Braves beat the Dodgers today, tightening up that National League race.
Is that the
baseball
expert?
What did you say?
I said the Braves... Hey,
wait a minute,
hello there.
I'll pick up this extension over here. And
just a
take
moment,
this other line.
Just a moment.
Mr. Bosco.
Hello.
Hello, Mr.
Hello
Bosco.
There.
Hello, Mary.
Oh, hey, look, what's going on here? It's Steve Bosco.
Mary, is that you?
Yes, this is me.
Where are you?
Hello. Hello.
Hello there. This is the Boob and Roy show.
This is
the
Bosco
Bob and Ray
calling.
Show.
How'd the Braves and Dodgers come out?
Hey, what are you people doing?
I think the Braves defeated the Dodgers,
hey,
Mr. Bosco. I wanted to talk to you for a long time. As
wait
I
a minute, Mary.
Have you been wasting money just fearfully at
Mary,
for these
Mary, hold on a minute, will you please?
Yes.
We talked to Steve on the show.
Hello there.
We were outside. Paige kept us
hello,
out of
Mark,
the studio.
Steve, hello,
Steve.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, how are
look,
you?
I'm in jail.
You're what?
I'm in jail here, and I'll need about $35 to clear matters up.
Uh-oh. Well, we can scrape that up, I guess.
Hey, what's with all the characters you had on the phone?
They just happened to be here. Ray and I were out of the studio and couldn't get back in.
Who was the witch I was talking with?
That was
what
Mary.
What did he say?
He said, which one was
witch,
I talking
lady.
With? Never mind. Sign off, because your time is up for tonight.
Look, it's getting very tight in that National League.
It
don't
sure
give
is.
Up on them Giants.
No, we're not.
Saw our kid down here. Big hands, he moves to his right, hits that long ball, can use him next year.
Yeah.
And send the $35, will you?
All right, where do we send it?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
Now, this is jail, Charlotte.
Charlotte,
Steve
jail.
Steve Bosco, rounding third, being thrown out at home.
Well, I think we should have something dramatic here, don't you?
Yeah, it's good just about here.
Why don't we do that? Fingerprints Incorporated presents... A story well calculated to congeal your isotopes. Midnight underneath Brooklyn Bridge. Black water rolling ominously toward Hell Gate. A lone seagull floats drunkenly down the current, followed by a lone tug pushing only the wind. On shore, silhouetted against an old, rotting Bock beer billboard, two dark figures are walking.
They stop and face each other. At the left, sinister, gorilla-shaped Monk Spinazzarola, underworld overlord. At the right, puny weakling Slinky Sam, cornered stool pigeon. Monk Spinazzarola speaks.
Come on to my house. My house. I'm going to give you candy.
I don't want no candy, Monk.
Come on to my house. My house. I'm going to give you apple, a plum, an apricot,
too. No, I don't like fruit.
Come on to my house. My house. Oh. Come on. Come on to my house. My house. Come on. Come on to my house. My house. I'm going to give you figs and the dates and the grapes and the cake.
No, Monk. That stuff will make me sick.
Come on to my house. My house. Come on. Come on to my house. My house. Come on. Come on to my house. My house. I'm going to give you candy.
No.
Come on to my house. My house. I'm going to give you everything.
Oh, yeah? Gee, Monk, everything right now?
Right now.
Now an interview with a typical man on the street. As we step outside the information booth here at the intersection of Broadway and 7th Avenue in New York City, we find ourselves in the heart of Times Square. How do you do, sir?
What you say?
I said, how do you do, sir?
You can drop the sir out of the army now.
Well, how do you do, then?
I'm okay. How's the South?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, sir, or Mr...
What you say?
What is your name, please?
Lala, I can't hear you. Say, look, bud, if you want to talk to me, why don't you stop all this traffic?
That's a good idea. Officer, will you stop the traffic, please? This is a Bob and Ray man on the street interview. We'd like to talk to this gentleman.
Bob and Ray? Yes, sir!
That's better. I was saying, what is your name?
Snooky Peterson, 22 Hudson Street, the steam fitter by trade.
Well, Mr. Peterson, whom do you favor? The Giants, the Dodgers, the Yankees, or the Red Sox?
I don't favor none of them.
Well, whom do you favor?
I favor Woodlow. Woodlow, spelled W-O-O-D-L-O. Woodlow, the new miracle wonder product that's taking the nation by storm.
You mean Woodlow, about which Mrs. Franklin T. Greenwich of Buffalo, New York said, I love Woodlow because...
Yes, the very same Woodlow about which Mr. Wilton J. Forbush of Forbush Corners, Michigan said, you can quote me any time on this.
Well, Mr. Peterson, will you tell us exactly what Woodlow does?
I'll be glad to. First, Woodlow is not dilatory.
Yes.
Second, Woodlow contains no heart.
Yes.
And third, Woodlow is the last word in.
The last word in what?
That's absolutely correct.
Well, thank you, Mr. Peterson. 22 Hudson Street, a steam fitter by trade.
Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
You forgot. Woodlow is immunized.
That's right, Mr. Peterson. Yes, friends, when you use Woodlow. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's 15 minutes, I guess. Fleeted right away from us.
I hope I haven't caused you any trouble with
No, we'll Bosco. Have to call Bosco after the show, Mary.
Yes, all right. I didn't mean to
away.
Do it, but I thought he had it coming to him.
Yes, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same approximate station. Till then, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, silly.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.